think it's easy. You think I don't want to run to you, yeah. But there are mountains, and there are doors that we can walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me within these walls. But when we go outside, you're gonna wake up and see that it was hopeless after all. No one can a secret I try to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
It's the Colin Jack Show, Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
I see dead people.
Please welcome Tyler Henry.
It's the Colin Jack Show Show, Tyler Henry. We know this name. We've known this name. It's got to be 10 years, right, Jackie?
We should ask Tyler, actually, how long, like, he's been doing this for on TV, obviously.
Tyler Henry, the world-renowned, what do you call yourself? All-round good guy, psychic medium.
You know, Macaulay Culkin impersonator.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Heaven.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I consider myself a clairvoyant medium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant medium. Do you ever get messages come through that are so loud that you can't ignore it?
There are times, but I have kind of learned there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And I never want to make someone's process worse. So I prefer people reach out to me. I don't really like to give messages at, like, the supermarket.
We see people that seem to have the same gift you have. I feel that yours is, like, being proved time and time again. Just watching you and your craft.
Thank you.
It's almost absurd to think anything other than it's the legit real deal.
Well, I think that it's always important to be willing to rise to the occasion. I understand skepticism, I understand doubt, and I think when you know what you are, you can kind of stand in security with that.
Yes.
And so I'm fine with discourse around it. I don't understand the ability itself, and I don't even really have many beliefs around it. It just kind of is.
What, religious beliefs or anything like this? You're just sort of in the middle of, you know, acceptance for whatever this may actually end up being.
So what do you, you don't have any idea of, like, what we can expect?
Well, from the thousands of readings that I've done, it seems to indicate that life continues on, that there's some continuity of experience.
Right.
At the very least, that seems to be the resounding case. But there also seems to be something about introspection. Every person that seems to come through seems to acknowledge having a greater understanding. And so that seems to speak that to the other side, there's something about growth, evolution, looking back in hindsight and
some lesson or something.
Yes. Do you think people have regrets on the other side, or by that stage you see it differently?
I think they definitely look back and see the ripple effect of not only their actions, but their inactions.
Yeah.
So not only the things we did, but the things we didn't do. And I think that gives them a more well-rounded understanding of how they lived their lives and how they passed.
My dead father's here in this ring box in this little round container.
He's in there. Hello.
He's in there.
Yes.
He doesn't say much.
No.
We've had some of the world's best. I mean, women that do similar to what you do.
I remember.
They've been on the radio show. Randoms ring up. They start reading their life and they're crying. They can't believe they know all this stuff.
Yes.
I present my dead father.
Yes.
Nothing.
It's just like a seashell.
Silence. Silence.
Sure. Yeah.
I think
does every other person's relative have a message?
Yeah.
Except my dad?
We always tell people, I always say, you might come wanting to hear from your mom, and you'll hear from your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yuck!
Yeah. And it's always that kind of idea of you can't dial direct. So as much as I would love to, you know, pick up the phone and connect to George Washington, it just kind of either happens or it doesn't.
So this is what a dead person looks like.
Oh, he's in there. You aren't kidding.
No, my brother's taking this little amount of ashes to Graceland and on the sly sprinkling them into the garden because Dad was a huge Elvis fan.
Oh, I love that. And you got half.
Shit, this bloody bag's got a hole in it.
I wonder which half.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, no. Oh,
sorry,
Tyler.
My asthma's
going to
flare up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I went to a haunted house once, right? It was like...
Sorry, I've just got to blow Dad off this sheet. Oh, I should have got you to blow it.
Never mind, missed opportunity.
Guile. anyway, when I came back, it was a flight. Like, we had to catch a flight. When I came back, I swear I bought something with me because my daughter, who was really young at the time, like 1.5, she started like pointing to something and saying ba-ba-ba-ba.
In the corner, right?
Yeah, in the corner of the room.
Sure.
And it just like, and then there was our next door neighbor had a friend over who was like yourself, like, you know, a clairvoyant medium. And she said, oh, you need to let your neighbor know she's got something in it.
Is this the neighbor you used to have the bath with?
Yeah, that one.
That's another whole story, Kyle. You know, for that rubbish.
Tune in. Yeah. Yes.
You might want to visualize that on the way out. But.
So do you think that's possible? I've always wanted to know, like, what the story was there.
There is a phenomenon called the hitchhiker effect.
Right.
And it exists. I don't know if you're familiar with Skinwalker Ranch, but it's in the Uneeda Basin.
I've seen that. I've seen some ghost adventures thing on that joint.
Yes.
That's a weird place.
A lot of people have reported after leaving there that they had abnormalities at home, with their families, with their vehicles, technology. So there does something, does seem to be something
happen.
To it. I personally don't like to like investigate haunted places or
that kind of
thing.
Yeah.
For that very reason.
Well, isn't that for the loony brigade out there?
That's for the ghost hunters.
You've got the real show,
that's
you know?
Right. I think there's something to be said about, you know, exploring consciousness, pushing it to its limits, seeing what's possible. But I try to not dehumanize spirits. And if they are there and if they are in a bad spot, you know, I don't want to make that worse.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're very considerate.
Considering they're already dead.
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't get a kinder soul.
Yeah, right.
Alive and in death, he's going to be a sweetheart.
We try. Just bare minimum.
I love it.
So is there anything you can say... or from your learnings that you haven't ever shared with anyone before? Like, what about... We had a makeup artist once who claimed that she used to be intimate with a ghost.
Wow.
And didn't want it.
Yes.
But the ghost wanted it.
That's very complicated.
Have you heard of those things happening?
Yes.
How do you set those boundaries?
I know that's a...
It's complicated.
Does that shit happen?
Hard to say. People self-report, you know, a lot of intense experiences.
Oh, Michael Jackson's
God bless
arrived. The king himself's here.
Thank God you've shown up. Yes. He's coming through me, not you.
I think he's more likely to come through me or Tyler than you.
You know, when LaToya Jackson goes to Hawaii and she lands, she says,
Aloha.
It's the worst joke.
That was awful.
Stick to reading dead people.
I am a better medium than a comedian. Anyway, unrelated. I'm sure shit happens. Okay, look, sleep paralysis is a thing.
Yeah, I've had that.
People being held down and all that.
Who knows if it's a genuine spiritual thing or if it is an amalgamation of just physiological experience and maybe a mix.
It's hard to know.
Hard to say for sure.
Yeah. I've definitely had sleep paralysis, though.
That's no fun. I've had it medically and due to medicine before. It's intense.
What do you mean the medicine?
Weed.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Weed actually will take away... Your sleep paralysis generally prevents dream recollection in the long run.
Prevents dream recollection.
Yeah, that's why you can never remember your dreams.
I never remember.
But I said you do, you just don't remember.
Exactly.
Jackie's a big believer in, depending on where the planets are.
Yeah, astrology.
How everything's going to go during that
100%
day.
100%
convinced. Well, to be rude, batshit crazy. Mm. It doesn't matter where the planets are, does it? Or the rotation of this or... it's rubbish.
Well, you know, I think there's something about talking about correlation versus causation. And I don't...
I'm sorry, I'm out. I've only got a Year 10 education.
That's okay. Can you dumb it down?
No, I totally get it. I don't believe that the planets cause our personalities to do certain things, but there could be correlations between when we're born and what the planets do.
There could be. See that? Skepticism.
I see the relationship between the planets in our lives, but not in a causal way. Meaning, I don't think, you know, Earth rock or a rock out in space is going to cause me to be more stubborn on one day.
Right.
But from an archetypal symbolic angle, I think there's things to be learned through self-awareness and growth. So.
Yeah.
It's just like a platform.
Do you think spirits can see us self-pleasuring ourselves?
I would imagine. I feel like that would get
so... Feel like, oh, God, I better not... Grandma might be watching.
Grandma definitely had to have sex in order to even have
Do you want parents? You know, sometimes we can get right into this. And
well, Grandma got naughty. I mean, that's
Grandma
that's
got naughty.
All of our grandparents, nobody wants to think about it, but they want to get down.
That is true.
They're not preoccupied with our ins and outs.
All right, so they're on a different... It's a different consciousness.
Yeah.
Different, evolved, but I still think in some ways in touch with their humanity, but in some ways kind of superseding it.
What are they doing up there for eternity, or wherever they are? Sure. What do you think fills their day?
It's a very tricky thing, because we quantify a day in a 24-hour period based off of the sun and the earth and our role in the universe. And so if we ascend that, time kind of becomes meaningless in the ways that we quantify it. So
I have no idea what that means, but I believe it.
Yeah, it's just tricky. When we're no longer on earth, time kind of goes up.
You're right, because we are governed... We invented the time, didn't we?
Right. Right.
But time's... still exists. We just
it does, but yeah. If you but were to fly to Venus, time would pass differently than it would here.
Yes, it would pass differently.
So which time is it, right?
If you want to see, know, experience more of Tyler Henry, watch From the Other Side with Tyler Henry right now on Netflix. You're a real network whore, I've noticed. One to the other.
Jump around.
I like that. Don't lock your boat to one rock.
Yeah.
I love that. No eggs in one basket.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I try.
Tyler, great to see you.
Thank you.
We've been monitoring you ever since we first met you, when you're a little shiny little lady. We thought, look at this Mormon kid.
I know. I still feel very Mormon with the blonde. I got highlights just for you.
You just get rid of that collar.
Okay.
And you are back, baby.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm going to just bring you the Book of Mormon and say convert.
And we do big fans of the show. We really enjoy your work.
Yeah, we love you, Tyler.
And open to everything and anything.
Thank you. Thank you both
especially
for
Jackie.
Early on. I really appreciate it. You guys are so supportive early on.
And great to see Mum out the back still driving him around. Mum, get a license. Why don't you tell him?
She's going to be a geriatric driver. A little motor scooter.
We've noticed that there's the driverless cars here, so Mum, she might see those as a threat to her employee.
She might be out of a job. I don't know. No one hits curbs like she does.
Jackie and your mum, good. Man, great work.
Thank you.
Congrats, and enjoy life.
Thanks, watching you.
Tyler Henry.
Kyle. Jackie.
Oh.
This is the
Power of Power.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed along, I wrote a song for you, and all the things that you do, and it was called Yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all weekend to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
ANZ presents Birds of the World. Today, we're with an intelligent avian, ANZ Falcon Technology. The Falcon watches over its ANZ customer and learns from every transaction. Every flat white.
Coffee for Kate.
Every online shop.
Delivery for Kate.
Every holiday.
Mojito for Kate.
And should it detect fraud, its protective instincts kick in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fairizer Corporation.
The Australian Women's Health Diary does more than help organise our lives. It's packed with expert health advice important to every woman. Plus, every diary sold supports research into the treatment, prevention and cure of breast cancer. Just $19.99 from newsagents, Woolworths, participating post offices and online at womenshealthdiary.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary, the diary that saves lives. Buy one for yourself and the special women in your life.
Let me tell you a story.
Introducing the newest Australian Star original series on Disney Plus, Last Days of the Space Age, starring Radha Mitchell.
I've got this job and I think I'm good at it.
Jesse Spencer.
We have rights. We fight for them.
Deborah Mailman.
Staying silent doesn't help anyone.
Ian Glenn.
Someone needs to take control of this family.
Lindan Pham.
People here have no idea what it is like in our countries.
And Thomas Wetherill.
You beauty.
Last Days of the Space Age, streaming October 2nd on Disney Plus.
The Peugeot Expert Midsize Compact Van makes your work easier. For a limited time, you can get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot Expert Van from $46,490 drive away. With a 7-inch HD touchscreen and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto connectivity, staying connected on the go is effortless. The Expert Van features 180-degree rear doors and dual sliding side doors, making cargo access easy. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
You're only a what-if away from
a beach house with a view to die for.
A pool.
Ooh.
Endless kids activities, preferably 24 hours of them.
Hotel, day spa, silence.
Lodge in the woods, a plunge bath, and that cute guy from the cafe.
Somewhere boutique, vodka martinis, and all of you.
Hell yes.
You're only a what if away from heaps of accommodation options with the What If app.
Snow cave.
What? What if? It's Aussie for travel.
Hey Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale.
Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
To strut like a radio star, shop at Snapple and get what you want, when you want, for bite-sized weekly payments. Get all the big brand products, including mobiles, computers, gaming consoles, appliances, furniture, and much more. Just Snapple it and strut like nobody's watching. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Do you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids' meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Do you DFO?
because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale is now on, with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
Will and Woody getting you through the early morning with some of our best bits from the show yesterday.
For more on the show, grab the podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
It's Will and Woody here
with our best bits from the show yesterday.
Will and Woody's task misters. Aaron Chen, Pete Hellyer, Conchetta Caristo, Reese Nicholson and Mel Buttle up to the task? The brand new season of Taskmaster starts 7:30 Tuesday on 10 and 10 Play.
Alrighty, Woods. So we're going to be doing a task from Taskmaster every day this week.
Mm-hmm.
And look, what I've got here for you, mate, is the first task for today.
What is straight in?
straight in.
I thought we were doing that thing where we just kind of say, it's coming up tomorrow, first challenge.
No.
We're just,
no.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in the envelope. I know what it is.
Okay.
Yes, I wrote the task.
You wrote the task.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I've always wanted to be on Taskmaster. A little nod to Channel 10 there. All right. Here we go. At the start of the chat, convince Kylie Minogue that you saw each other at an event earlier this year. No. I don't. I feel uncomfortable.
I know.
Around big celebrities. Why?
So we're about to talk to her now.
You must include the location of the event, what you were both wearing. I'm not talking about what she was wearing.
Yeah,
that sounds sick.
To.
That gets sick very quickly.
Part of the task.
And a topic you spoke about over a drink.
Oh,
did she drink? Well, does she drink?
Don't know. She might have had a non-alcoholic drink.
I'll just say we had some OJs.
So
I'm already working. So event.
So by the way, you're going to do this in the pre-chat before we have the interview, so she doesn't think it's part of the interview. Like this will just be casual chat, and you can't tell. You can't tell her that it's a Taskmaster task either.
Has she even been in Australia? Because, again, I need to sell.
I don't know.
I don't know. To Google.
No, okay. I don't know. Well, I don't think so. No, because then you'll be able to procure actual details.
But she'll shut me down immediately. What event would I possibly go to that
you'll have to be fluid. You'll have to be fluid.
Singapore Grand Prix. There it is.
She was at the Singapore Grand Prix.
There it is. There it is. Recent one.
Okay, cool.
Saw you yesterday, Kylie.
Okay. So
how was your flight? Mine was good.
Well, maybe you saw at the airport.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Singapore airport.
But what was
I
she
was
wearing
on a family
at the
holiday.
Airport?
Yeah, you were just in a full matching tracksuit pant.
Oh my god, this is gonna be so good. Perfect. Okay, here we go.
Perfect.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're about to connect.
Kylie's happening right now.
Right now.
Great.
Kylie can hear us.
I can see it's always
hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Me too.
Again, actually, I briefly saw you yesterday in Singapore.
Oh, you were at the race.
Yeah, we had the briefest of chats.
Wait.
Near the pits.
It was
very. You were in transit, but I kind of I saw my opportunity. I jumped in. Lenny was there, like just meters to my left. I was in a cardigan and cargo pants.
Nah. I only apologize because I had just come off stage. I was like still a furnace. You know how hot it was.
Piping hot.
I have 5 minutes on stage. I mean, I nearly fainted a few times. I came off stage. These guys have backed me up. White as it goes, all the color completely drained from me. Like, you've got 5 minutes to get to the grid. Like,
yes, it was manic.
Yeah,
absolutely manic. We had a brief chat about flag waving technique, but that was
okay.
It.
So the flag waving went well, I think.
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. We had a little joke about the fact that you said you were ready to go, you'd practiced, and then you nailed it.
Okay, it's all coming back to me. Good. Well, nice to see you.
Oh, great to see you too. Great to see you too. And great to be chatting again.
So you're still in Singapore?
No, I literally jumped on a plane straight away. I'm very much in the time loop vortex.
Right, got it. Okay, confusing. All right.
All right.
How are you going?
Okay, let's do it. Kylie, before we get going, I've just got to let you know that was a bit. I did give Woody a challenge to try and convince you that you had actually caught up personally recently. So I just don't want you to feel like you.
Sorry. That was a challenge.
Yes, it was. He didn't see you. He's not in Singapore.
I'm like, how does any of this make sense?
You're
also kind of rude.
You were so incredibly kind about it as well, Kylie. You really,
I made so much diplomacy.
I know, right? Where were you again in the pits? Yeah, sure.
You did a great sell because
thank you.
I met you from, you know, like.
I can imagine.
How the hell you got back there and, okay.
That was the only point that I lost you when you were like, hang on, you're not in Singapore anymore. That's impossible.
I think she knew the whole time, mate. I think she was just being nice, to be fair. No. All right, let's...
I've never seen... Well, who are you? Crazy.
We've got more Kylie Minogue right up next on Will and Woody.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. so beautiful and it's amazing, 'cause I can taste it, I'll find a odyssey.
Woody here
with some more of us.
Kylie Minogue is live here on Will and Woody. Tickets to Kylie's Tension Tour on sale Wednesday, the 2nd of October. New song Lights, Camera, Action is out this Friday as well. Tension 2 also out on October 18. I suppose this is a bit of a... I really want this to be as nice as it possibly can be, but like, did you have any idea that Tension was going to blow up as much as it did? Like, did you just kind of put it in the can and you were like, absolutely nailed that, welcome back Kylie? Or is this whole thing been a shock?
I might dropping at that stage, but I was happy with a lot of the music.
Yeah,
I really was.
Okay.
We loved Padam Padam.
Yeah, of course.
As did we.
I recorded that. It was like a year later that we were choosing singles, and I don't know if lose your confidence is the word, but you lose your
perspective. Yes. Yeah.
We thought that was the one, but there's these other ones. So is that still the one? And then we ended up going with Padam, and yeah, everything changed.
Yeah, I mean Padam
changed like on my phone, just becoming the first viral hit that I've had. So that was super exciting.
And it's almost like it's more than a viral hit. Like, it has become a term that people use as well, Kylie.
I was really proud of myself giving it its full name there, like Padam Padam, because no one can be bothered. It's just Padam.
But I feel you know something's popular when you can just have it and everyone knows exactly what you're talking about.
Mate,
as well.
I think she knows that. She's one
no
of those
one
people.
I've really heard the word Padam before, and now it's just like, yeah, Padam. We could afford ourselves a little pat on the back after that. But then we thought, oh my God, what do we follow this up with? And it turned out that Tension was a great follow up and really held up.
Bloody oath.
Padam Padam is now just Padam, which is a cultural phenomenon. You are also a single word, like a one-word wonder. You
Madonna.
And Madonna and
Cher.
Adele. Cher, and I hate to get a little bit philosophical here, but maybe throw in a bit of Voltaire, Plato, Socrates. But beyond that, you're breathing pretty rare air. Yeah. But you're breathing pretty rare air for a girl who used to be on Neighbours. Have you ever thought about that? That you're in the sort of five or six pop stars that can be referred to just by their first name?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't think about it too much. But I'm really proud of that. I actually had a little, a moment last night. It's been a massive weekend, two shows, then to the race, then the flag, our long conversation pre-race. and I thought, okay, let's go and catch some of Lenny. There was a moment when I was watching this band and just enjoying the music, and it doesn't really relate to me being like a one-name wonder, but I just thought, wow, I did this.
Here I am.
Tiny little me did this, and I don't have many of those moments, but for some reason I had it last night. So,
That's awesome, mate.
Kylie had a moment.
Do you
have those moments more now compared to, say, when you were in your 20s and first coming up and becoming very famous?
Yeah, I think so. It's just the older you get, things kind of settle, or I don't know. And even success, I think, compared to when I was younger, I didn't know what to compare it to. And it just kind of there. And not to say it's been easy by any stretch of the imagination, but having it at this time in my life, it just seems that much richer.
Yeah, because you could probably appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I know what goes into it. I know it doesn't just fall from the sky.
What was it like seeing Lenny? I didn't know that you guys were mates previously. One of my producers just told me that from a very long time ago. So was it nice catching up with him? I mean, he's not a one-name wonder. You don't rub that in his face. Hi, Lenny Kravitz. I'm Carl.
He's just one of the nicest guys.
Yeah, he looks
and,
like it.
And he's a good hugger. You get a good, solid hug. I like that. I'd seen him at a couple of events in the last year, and I hadn't seen him in ages. But it was good to see him last night. Sadly, I had to leave before the gig was finished, you know. Real life called. Someone says, if you're not in the car, in 15 minutes, we lose the cars. And we would have been stranded at Padang, the venue. trying to Padang my way out of Padang. So I really just loved being able to watch someone else operate and how the crew operate and just, you know, kind of it from a different perspective.
Tickets to Kylie's Tension Tour are on sale Wednesday, the 2nd of October. Kylie's new song, brand new, Lights, Camera, Action, out this Friday from Tension 2. She's going to be all around Australia. Go and get around her for what should be a magic show. Mate, great to see you. Great to talk.
Guys,
Lovely to see you. Bye.
Bye.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
We are live in Los Angeles.
We have an Aussie that lives in LA. We found Eva. You've been living over here for like 20 years. We're going to play a game today with your sister back home, who we're about to get up on Zoom.
Okay. How long since you've seen her?
It's been 5 years. Do you ever FaceTime her, or is this going to be...
We FaceTime every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. How good would it be if we just swung that door open behind me and she was standing there?
That would be great.
It's a miracle. Your sister's here. Look, this is all nice that we've reunited you guys today. You can catch up with your sister. But we don't like that you've spent so much time apart. United Airlines brought you over here. And not only that, they're also willing to give your whole family free return tickets to come and visit so you can reunite together as a family.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys are amazing.
Like... We know.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Explore more of the USA with United Airlines. Direct flights from Sydney and Melbourne.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge.
T's and C's apply.
Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
We all make promises, promises to protect and to inspire, to create a better future. But promises require action. It is time to speak up and raise funds, because this isn't just about painting a nail blue. It's about making a commitment, saying enough is enough. Make your painted promise to end violence against women and children. You can sign up or donate now at polishedman.com.
Exceed expectations in the Volvo XC40 Special Edition. Drive's best small SUV under $80,000 2024 has been taken to a whole new level. This edition includes 360-degree camera, 19-inch alloy wheels, leather interior, and premium paint. All for only $59,990 drive away. Don't miss this special opportunity. Book your test drive at your local Volvo retailer today.
Volvo.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now, and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free, and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here, and 4-Wheel Drive Supercentre wants to get you out there. We're running a gigantic up to 75% off sale this weekend. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries, and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure King's favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at 4wheeldrivesupercentre.com.au. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
An espresso arpeggio before the kids get up.
unforgettable.
An espresso Napoli before I head out to site? Unforgettable.
An espresso ristretto before I even think about opening my laptop. Unforgettable.
No matter which Nespresso is your favourite, one thing's for sure, the taste is simply unforgettable. Nespresso. What else?
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? High ceilings that give you room to breathe, cooling that keeps you comfortable all year round, and a stylish facade you never tire of coming home to. Bring your meaning of home to life with up to $50,000 in specified upgrades when you spend just $9,990 on our Inspiration Series homes. Search Dennis Family Homes today to find out more. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Conditions apply. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Does your to-do list give you the ick? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's scrubbing Barbies, doing the airport pickup, or styling your mullet, there's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
On a game day, work day, school day, moving day, rainy day, you can ask, are you okay, any day, because life happens every day. Check in often and have regular, meaningful conversations with those you care about. Ask, are you okay, any day, because a conversation could change a life. Learn how to ask at areyouok.org.au.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is great if you're going to book club tonight. You can reserve an Uber ride for an hour and 15 minutes after you arrive, because that's when Bianca will sense you haven't read this month's gritty crime thriller. Going after you like a small town cop with an axe to grind, laying traps, poking holes in your story, and forcing you to confess that you only watched the movie. Reserve that Uber ride and get out before she reads you your rights. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
The David Jones mid-season sale is now on. For a limited time only, take up to 50% off the SRRP of mattresses, bases and pillows by Sealy Posturepedic. Plus receive complimentary delivery. There's never been a better time to upgrade your sleep. Offer ends Monday, 7th of October. Shop now at davidjones.com or visit your local David Jones store to speak with one of our Sealy sleep experts today. T's and C's apply.
David Jones.
For a limited time only, come face to face with the ultimate apex predator, Victoria. Victoria the T-Rex is an immersive exhibition displaying the first real T-Rex fossil ever to be shown in Melbourne, alongside holograms, augmented reality and film that truly bring her to life. Travel back in time 66 million years and experience this global sensation only at Melbourne Museum, the home of dinosaurs. Now open. Search Melbourne Museum to pre-book your tickets.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our O News, where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's O News podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Will and Woody with some of our best bits.
Woods, I want to enter this poetry competition. You know, I like writing poetry.
Talk to me about prize money. I'm sorry to talk business.
That's all right. It's a $10,000 prize.
Here we go. There's a kitty. There's a kitty.
It's a big poetry comp. So there's no way I'm going to win it. It's called the, it's by the Australian Book Review. It's called the Peter Porter Poetry Prize.
Which bit is of alliteration there for all you poetry fans out there.
That's right.
The Peter Porter Poetry Prize.
Yeah, that's right.
Well done, Poems Australia.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then it gets, you know, listed in the magazine, etc. But it's a $10,000 prize, which is pretty bloody cool. So
brilliant. You want my help?
Well,
want
no.
Some rhymes. Drop
no,
some rhymes.
No.
The cat. Is that on a map?
No. No. I wouldn't go to you for that. But I do need a name, though, because I think...
Why don't you want to use your real name? Too famous. Oh, God. We all know who you are. Big radio host. You're not going to win. We're not going to take you seriously. Is that the concern?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, household name.
No, and it's not like that, but I do get the feeling.
It is like that.
No,
come
it's
on,
not.
Be honest.
No, because I've been to it. It's not like that. Okay. They're not going to go like, oh, God, McMahon's entered. We can't have it.
Hell. As if he needs more money. Goddamn commercial dog.
Well, that's part of it.
Okay.
Because I don't. And the thing is, I just think that, like, what they're going to do, even if they won't know my name, obviously, but they will Google the name of the person who's submitted the prize.
Sure.
And then it will come up as Will and Woody, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So they're not going to know. They're not going to be like, oh, my God, you know, Pat Raft has ended a poem.
Sure.
It's going to be, I don't know why I went for Pat Raft, by the way.
He'd write some great poems.
There's no way Raft has
Pat's got a lot to say. Pat's got a lot of thoughts.
So that's why. Because I think if I do get down to the final bit and they Google my name, they'll go, oh, he's a commercial radio host. We don't want to give him the money. And I don't want the money. Okay. To be honest, I would actually put the money to charity if I won.
Very commendable. Very commendable.
I do think I need what they call a nom de plume in the industry.
Which?
It's like a pen name.
Okay.
That's
very
what I
good.
Need. So then and I think...
Which is a bit like when apparently J.K. Rowling went for that. She, after Harry Potter, she was like, I'm going to use a nom de plume and write another book.
Yes.
Book didn't get picked up. Everyone was like, this is crap.
Is that right?
Apparently.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then she was like, it's me. And then, anyway, so it can backfire a little bit as well. Just want to let you know. But let's talk about a fake name for you.
Yes. I think that's
because
a good idea.
I have been thinking about this a lot and I think I've got some good ones.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, I said to you before that I'd like you to think about a nom de plume for me. And you said, well, you've already got one for me.
I've thought about it for years. I've told you this. I've always said that you should write very, like quite almost, like, controversial articles in newspapers and stuff as Peter Lancaster.
Oh, yeah, but that's my middle... They're my two middle names.
So people might figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. There's a trial there. There's a trial. Okay. I've got some other ones, luckily. Yep. This one's a bit fun. Cole is your first name, and then O... And then Quill. Colloquial.
Oh, nice.
Because
colloquial.
Brilliant.
Yeah, nice.
That's just one. Okay, so everyone knows the famous musician Will.i.am.
Yes.
Brilliant. His name's William. Put two dots around the eyes. Will.i.am. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you could call yourself Will I Was. It's probably in the lead. Okay, it's in the lead. Will I Was. Good. Okay, next one. Most famous writer in the world, obviously. Is
Shakespeare.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing that you share a first name with
I thought you were gonna say Colleen Hoover there, so
she
I'm
is
glad
good.
I directed you back towards
Hoover
something.
Is catching up, can I just say?
Let's
anyway,
go back to this.
Shakespeare, very famous.
Yep.
You go with William Fakespeare. And just don't never mention it. Just call yourself William Fakespeare.
I like that.
Okay.
I imagine I'll have to have an email or something that I attach to it, though. Like, I'll have to say...
WilliamFakespeare@gmail.com. No one's got that.
WilliamFakespeare@gmail.
Okay, now I'm going to be honest. These ones are a bit crap, but I was running out of ideas. Willie McPoems is the other one. Because your name's Will McMahon. Or William McRhymes.
Okay.
So maybe just forget the last two.
I like that. I think Will I Was is pretty, but yeah. I mean, they'll obviously know that it's a fake name, but.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, they will.
Okay. Will I Am's real name.
Will and Woody, getting to the bottom of things, best left alone.
Have you ever received a gift that was a little bit of a slap in the face? Sharon, this was from your now ex.
He told me it was going to change my life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. And it was a dustbuster with a light.
Just
in case I wanted to clean at night.
Didn't you once get your mum...
A blender.
Mm.
Yeah, for Christmas.
And how'd that go?
She cried.
Will and Woody!
Will and Woody!
Woody for the drive home. Listen on the iHeartRadio app.
Weekdays from 4.
Only on Kiss 1011.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5pm weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
If you're more ambition than tradition, at Federation University Berwick, we're with you. Want to experience paid work, not pay for work experience? We're with you. Real community with real opportunities? We're with you. How about some actual diversity? We're with you. We're here to back you, to push you, to help and support you. We're in your corner, right here, right now, in this moment. And from this moment on, we're with you. Learn more at federation.edu.au.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale is now on, with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
We know 1 in 5 Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. Onefootforward.org.au.
Hey Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale.
Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence.
until October 16. Get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Been buying the same laundry product on repeat? Switch to One. Only One has 4-in-1 quad power technology for stain removal, freshness and softness all in one easy capsule. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Live life in the fast lanes these school holidays at Strike, the ultimate entertainment experience. With bowling, laser tag and mind-boggling escape rooms, Strike is fun with the works. Search Strike Bowling Deals to get great school holiday offers.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel, like this will last forever looking in your eyes, I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go. I don't know.